yeah, Wolfman Hansen.
Disclaimer: Morning Crankers is not responsible for coffee snorts, keyboard drool, awkward public laughter, spontaneous twerking, or any texts you regret after listening. Side effects may include joy, confusion, and the realization that your sense of humor needs therapy. If symptoms persist, don't call us. We're not that kind of show. Now then, good morning. You half awake, chaos loving, life on hard mode, champions of Earth. This is Morning Crankers, the show that slaps harder than a grandma with a fly swatter. Jokes are fresh, filters are off, and dignity left the chat hours ago. So grab your caffeine, hug your poor decisions, and brace yourself for the ride. Welcome to Morning Crankers.
Oh, welcome, oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah. Is it your fault that it's late today?
No, it's yours.
How's it mine?
You were slacking.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm working, 99% of the time, and you're working 12% of the time.
12%.
Yeah, it's got to be close to that, don't you?
No.
Don't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Morning Crankers. We just got so much going on. I love doing the show because this show is kind of like the break for us as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a break, but you know what I mean? It's like we get to have fun.
Therapeutic.
Is it therapeutic?
Yeah.
You know what they say about therapeutic massage? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Well, maybe you need to practice some more therapy.
No.
Therapy. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, welcome to today's show. Today is going to be a good show. We're going to go through some national days. We got another idiot criminal that's pretty bad. Did you reach back out to the cops that wanted to come on and talk about the real situation about the comedy thing that we did? Did you reach back out to them? Did you reach out to the Netflix people that wanted to bring on the... Did you reach out to them?
No.
See, folks, here we have an actual studio, and we run a lot of shows. So I'm going to go through the shows so you guys can all see the disparagement between my time level that's available versus hers. She has We Are the Hansons, great comedy, drama. What else would you put in? It's just
family.
About our life. Yeah, it's fun. It's about the family. We Are the Hansons. You do that how often?
I do that once a week.
Once a week. Okay, but it's good. It's like a, 40, 45 minute, 30 minute, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have Among Monsters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how often do you do that?
Once a week.
Once a week. So two.
And then this once a week.
And then Morning Crankers once a week. So you got three.
And then I take care of our kids.
Okay, so do I take care of the kids and the house too. And outside in the vehicles. And
I think you do more wrapping of your lips than anything.
Well, that's true. And I'm going to tell you why, folks, because she has Among Monsters and she has We Are the Hansons and we both have Morning Crankers. But I also have Mr. Hanson podcast, the Jeremy Hanson podcast, Optimized Entrepreneur podcast, Black Oak, the Adventures podcast, Cold Logic podcast, Whispers from the Dark podcast. Let's see, what am I missing here? What am I missing? Oh, Unleashed 101 podcast. So I'm doing eight to your three.
Yeah.
That sounds right, right?
You choose that.
Well, I'm a hard working man. Are we a steel?
Steel hard hat.
A steel hard hat? No. I wear a steel toe boots and hard hat. Is what it should say. But yeah, anyways, that's not the country. So you see the time disparagement. So when everybody's like sending emails like, why haven't you emailed us back yet? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to get the general manager to actually email you back because I just don't have the physical time to go click, click, listen. I don't have time to do that to those people. But there is a certain somebody named Roxy that absolutely has the time to do it.
You think I have the time.
Yeah, well, people know. People know. You know what I'm saying. South Florida, there's a couple of officers that are suing Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Did you know about that?
I did.
I want to talk a little bit about a cheese rolling legend. You think that's something real, cheese rolling legend? Yeah.
I mean.
We're going to revisit this because another story came out about a reptile in New York. The CIA using DNA data. Well, I think we all know that, but we actually have some, like, stuff. We have a pecker puller that we're going to talk about. This weird stuff with a representative talking about aliens and the Bible and, well, you know, there's that. That's kind of weird. But this weird stuff just keeps happening. This farmer wants to deal with influencers. So we're going to talk about that because he does it in the weirdest, weirdest way. I believe that there's this tick stuff that I believe is being propagated by people like Bill Gates, or at least Bill Gates is paying other people to do that for AlphaGal. I want to talk about that a little bit. And then I want to talk a little bit about one of my favorite pizza chains that's going back to the original. But before that, I want to do National Days. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's National Grape Day.
Mm, I love grapes.
See, I like most grapes. I like green grapes if they're the big sweet ones. I don't like the sour tart ones. Do you?
No.
You don't like the tart ones?
I like the big ones.
The big, oh, we know. So do you like green, purple, or black better?
I like the purple, but they have to be bigger.
Right. And is it just me, or does it seem like when you dig into the purple grape bag, there's always more rotten purple ones than there is, like, if you get a green one. There'll be one or two rotten ones in there. But if you grab the big purple bag, there's, like, 12 or 14.
Well, I'm that person that sifts through them before I buy them.
So you're the one that's bruising them up before other people get there.
I just look, because I don't want to come home with a mess of bad ones.
Well, I love grapes. I think grapes, anytime you can get fruit to kids before they get candy,
yep,
I think it's a good thing. So we have always promoted, like, hey, here's a watermelon, here's apples, here's grapes, here's whatever. But they're so stinking expensive to get the good ones.
Yep.
So this other day, today, is National Flip-Flop Day. Now, I'm not a big flip-flop wearer, but you're a big flip-flop wearer.
Love my flip-flops.
But, okay, guys, I got to ask you a question. So maybe this is a husband problem that's not just mine. My wife, instead of going to Kohl's or JCPenney's or the Foot Factory or whatever place sells high-quality flip-flops, my wife likes to go in and buy 3-4 pairs of pink, crappy dollar store flip-flops every year.
Hey, I still have my flip-flops from, like, 3 years ago.
Oh, I know. You even keep the flip-flops that one's missing.
No, I don't.
Probably fill up 3 boxes with flip-flops. I'm talking about dollar store flip-flops.
Got to have every color.
But don't you just want, like, one good pair of flip-flops that fit your feet perfectly?
I want one to match my outfit.
So you want one of every color?
Sure.
So why don't you just get white?
No.
Or black?
No.
Doesn't white and black match everything?
Well, it does, but it's fun to have the colors.
Why is that fun?
Because.
Okay.
That's what I like.
Folks, I'm asking you, am I wrong or is she wrong?
You're wrong.
Well, I should ask him if I'm right or you're wrong, because that's probably how this is going to end up. Yeah, flip-flops. I mean.
You're a guy.
Well, yeah, I'm a guy, but flip-flops, they don't stay on that
good. You don't
care
what you wear.
You know, if you're moving stuff, like, you know, if you ask your wife to come and help you move something heavy, and this has happened in our relationship 100 times, and okay, and you go out and you're moving a table or something, and we've got shoes on, or we put our work boots on, or we put something like that on, and then you walk out to the garage, and you got a pair of foam flip-flops with your toes completely ready to get smacked.
Okay.
Why?
I've never had them get smacked. I've had you
step on them,
be ding-donged, and turn around and skid my toenail off.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you would have had shoes, it would have just scuffed it right off. It would have been what it is. What do you think the best flavor of popsicle is?
I like watermelon.
See, I'm kind of a cherry or lemonade popsicle guy. But today, the national day is Grape Popsicle Day.
Hmm.
It's also National Senior Health and Fitness Day. It's Explore More Ideas Day. It's National Cellophane Tape Day. Kind of weird, huh? But did you also know that this month is also National Mental Health Awareness Month?
I did know that. It's all over the media.
It should be recognized. It shouldn't be celebrated. I noticed in the last decade or so, for some reason, people were celebrating mental health problems. And they're nothing to be celebrated. There's something to be fixed. Does that make sense? Like, we're not disparaging people that have mental health problems, but mental health problems are a problem. They shouldn't be fantasized and romanticized. And do you think?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to fix them. And I think that's the problem. Like, National Mental Health Awareness, where awareness changes over into celebration.
It should be every day that we try and fix mental health, not just one month.
Yeah, well, it's also Older Americans Month.
Hmm.
And then another weird one, Get Caught Reading Month.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I like reading, but do I want to celebrate a Get Caught Reading Month? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
It's just weird.
Sunday the 24th was Brother's Day. It was also National Family Fun Day. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, well, we had some fun. Yep. We had a little bit. We had cheesecake and we had tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they weren't the Blackstone tacos. We're talking about doing street corn, and then we're talking about doing the actual real tacos that you make on the Blackstone instead of the Betty Crocker ones.
Yeah.
What kind do you usually use?
I just use Old El Paso or something like that.
And it's okay, but it's not McCormick. Like, you know, yeah. Oh, my mom should be happy. Monday was National Wine Day.
Hmm.
Also Monday, I want to touch on this one because it's a big National Missing Children's Day. Man, I wish we could get back. There are thousands and thousands of kids.
That should be every day that they're searching for them.
Yeah, speaking of that, we watched the movie Apex.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the movie was... Now, I didn't think the acting was, like, super terrific. I thought it was good. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was good. But I thought the movie in general had this really weird, eerie thing to it. Out of score out of 10, what would you give that movie, Apex?
I thought it was great. I thought it was a 10.
You thought it was a 10?
Yeah, I like that movie.
Oh, I would say 7.2.
It has you on the edge of your seat.
I can't say that
the
because,
whole movie.
You know, you're like, oh, yeah, well, that beef jerky's his mom. And
that
you were
was
right,
gross.
But you were like 45 minutes before they revealed that, and you already knew it.
Well, because I knew he was hunting her.
Right. Well, so if the suspense doesn't stay there, how can you give it a 10?
I like it. I did. I liked it.
Okay, I'm going to Portnoy this a little bit. That is a completely rookie score.
No.
A 10. Yeah. It was a 7.2, 7.3, 7.4. I don't know if there's many shows or movies. Let's stick with movies. I don't know if there's many movies that are going to hit 10 for me.
I don't know. I see a lot that are going to hit 10.
Shawshank Redemption, you know, maybe that type of thing. I don't know. That just, it seems a little weird for me. But back to the grape popsicle day. What do you think the top 10 popsicles are?
I think that the freezer pops, you know, the ones in the tubes, should be rated number one because those kids love those.
Well, we're going to find out. Outside of the top 10, we've got three honorable mentions. The Van Holten pickle ice freeze pops, like dill pickle pops.
My kids love those.
The number 12, Outshine no sugar added pineapple lime mango.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Well, it's good if you're a diabetic, you know, something like that. That's good. And then popsicle firecracker ice pops, which I don't think are that great. They hit number 11.
But I believe that they're one of the ones up there.
Well, the Van Holtens you can get at Walmart or on Amazon. The Outshine you can get at Target. And the popsicle firecrackers you can get at Target and Walmart. So number 10. I wish I had a drum roll here. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Can you give me a drum roll?
No.
Come on, give me one.
No.
Give me one. Come on.
There you go. There's your drum roll.
Number 10, Chloe's Mango Pops.
Ooh, I'd try those because mangoes are my favorite.
They're Chloe's Mango Soft Serve Fruit Pops have an incredibly naturally fruity flavor. They taste like a pureed ripe mango, and then it tastes like you froze it.
Mm.
So yeah, I think that sounds good. Chloe's, it says on here you can only get them on Amazon. I don't know if that's true. Then number 9, Trader Joe's mango cream bars.
Hmm.
Have you ever had those?
Nope. Sounds good though.
Okay, but you know what? Number 9, we're in the mango stuff here, which is your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You're a mango fanatic. It doesn't say where you can get them, so I guess it's only Trader Joe's, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so, yeah, whatever.
Wonder how they get them to you.
Well, Chloe's Mango Pops has 8 out of 10 sporks. Trader Joe's has 8.5 out of 10. Why don't you jump on that little digitizer that you got, jump on the interwebs, and see where you can get those? See, we're doing this in real time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Trader Joe's Mango Cream Bars. Number 8, Good Humor Creamsicle. Now, is that another mango? Yes, it is. TJ's Mango Cream Bars, which are basically creamsicles. Hmm. Now, you can get those on Amazon. I've never gotten anything frozen from Amazon before. Have you?
I've never got nothing like that.
Okay. That's also an 8.5 out of 10 sporks. We got Johnny Pop's Summer Strawberries and Cream Frozen Fruit Barbs.
You can only get them at Trader Joe's, and there is one here in Springfield.
There is? Okay, well, we should go to Trader Joe's and try it.
They're $3.49 a box.
Okay, hey, that's cheap. That's cheap.
Oh, wait, there is no Trader Joe's here in Springfield anymore as of this year.
Well, let's see. Whatever. Okay, then have you ever heard of Sprouts? It's a food store.
No.
Okay, they got Johnny Pop Summer Strawberries and Cream Frozen Fruit Bars. They're also
They got those at Target, too. When we went to visit Morgan,
yeah.
I bought some of those at Target there.
Oh, the Johnny Pops.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'd like to try it. Number 6, this is the Best Classic Award. It's the Outshine Fruit Bars. It's just a classic fruit popsicle, and it says Outshine makes the best fruit pops around.
I've bought some.
Are they any good?
Those, yeah.
9 out of 10, folks. 9 out of 10. It says on here, Amazon. Then we go back and we got another Sprouts. I'm surprised this is number 5. It's Sprouts Pina Colada Frozen Fruit Bars.
They got that at our Walmart.
I'm not a pina colada fan.
Me either.
It's something with the coconut in there. I'm not sure what it is. It's just there's some things coconut goes with, like Almond Joy and Mounds. And then there's stuff like fruit that it doesn't go with it. Yeah, but I think I'm actually in the minority here. I think a lot of people like pina colada.
I'm not a fan, but I like coconut water.
Well, that's 9 out of 10 sporks. Okay, then we've got Johnny Pop's Organic Blue Wave Frozen Bars.
I'm wanting to try those, but...
It says they're mildly sweet and ridiculously refreshing. That sounds like me.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it's somewhere between raspberry and lime. And there's something with me. I'm not too much into the whole, like, fake raspberry taste. You like that?
Well, these might be, like, more real, like, raspberry as opposed to just artificial.
Well, I mean, maybe. It's at Target, but they're called Johnny Pops.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 9.5 out of 10. That's a pretty high ranking. You know, they must have real people ranking these, not rookie scores like saying Apex was a 10.
Oh, well, I mean, our Walmart's got those Johnny Pops.
Ooh, look at here. Now, this is a good one. Fudgesicle.
I like fudgesicles, but I don't like them ones.
Yeah, this is number 3. This was runner-up to the best new popsicle, which I don't know how it could be, because these have been around since I was a kid. No sugar added, original fudge pops. You know what I'm saying? But they got 9.5 out of 10 sporks. Then we go, the best new popsicle is Outshine Fruit Blends Tropical Punch.
Hmm, that one sounds good.
Okay, it says, unlike other pina colada popsicles on the list, these go heavy on the pineapple rather than the coconut. And I think I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
It says, one lick and you are absolutely transported to a tropical vacation. Which is handy, given the cost of actually going on a tropical vacation. It's like going on a tropical vacation if you've never been on a tropical vacation. See?
It's not the same.
Okay, I'm buying you some Outshine bars.
No, I'd rather go on a vacation.
See, I'm winking at you.
You got it? Go on a vacation.
Yeah, well, you're, you know what? It's a vacation being married to me.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. Best of the best, number one. We got to try it just because it's number one, and I'll let you know if this is true. But Helados, Mexican frozen minis con crema variety pack.
We got them at our Walmart.
And Target.
Target, yeah.
It says that these are a variety pack, so you get a little bit in there. It says they're so packed with fruit flavor and milky creaminess. Strawberry is this person's favorite in the pack, but mango and coconut are among the best popsicles I've ever tried. Too fresh and fruity and so creamy.
You're a dork.
10 out of 10, okay? It's got to be something special. Like, if you're going to get 10 out of 10, like, I'm thinking right now where I'd put Apex, and I think that I'm pretty close to 7.2 to 7.5, somewhere in there. The Shawshank Redemption, that's a 10. The Goonies, that's a 10.
What's the movie we went and seen?
I'm taking you to so many. No, The Revenant?
Yeah,
The Revenant. The Revenant is like a 9.2.
Oh, my gosh. That's still my favorite movie.
It's a very good movie, but there's some things. You know what I mean? There's some things. Like, the emotion I wish would have been brought up. Like, I wanted some sort of happiness in that movie, and I never really saw it.
This is coming from a guy that all he watches is documentaries.
Well, smart people watch them.
No.
You learn. You know, I don't want to know. Ways. I don't want to watch something where I'm watching something about somebody else's relationship, and you know, like
you got to have the joy of life.
Like, have you seen that movie Teen Mom?
Yeah,
that is the dumbest crap that I've ever watched in my life. It's like promoting girls to get pregnant at 15 and 16 and 17.
No, it's showing them how to deal with it if they ever do.
How about instead of showing them how to deal with it, how about showing them how to prevent it?
Good luck. Good luck.
Well, I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Anyways, Pizza Hut. Now, are you a fan of the old Pizza Hut versus the new Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Well, Pizza Hut brings back vintage vibes as franchisees embrace nostalgic makeovers. Pizza Hut classic retro remodels span 38 of 93 franchises run by Kansas-based Dallin Corporation, which I remember these. And this is the Pizza Hut that I liked. And they had the little thing, the salad bar in the middle. You remember that?
Yep.
And they had the little video games. A lot of them were Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing it all back.
Good.
Now, do you think they'll bring back the prices?
Yeah, right.
See, I can't complain too much because Pizza Hut's really not that bad a price.
It's not that bad, but the pizza is horrible.
No. The pizza is way better. Okay, this is all personal opinion, but I do not like Domino's.
I don't like the grease that comes off of Pizza Hut pizza.
Okay, this is really saying something. I would rather have Little Caesars than Domino's.
And I like Little Caesars.
And I'd rather have Pizza Hut 100 times over both of those.
I'm not a Domino's fan either.
See, Pizza Hut has the wings. So if you don't like pizza, you can get the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know Domino's has wings, but those are, you know, one's cardboard and one's sawdust. Okay, I am a big Pizza Hut fan. My sister, her first job was at Pizza Hut, so we went there, and I was there quite a bit. I really like Pizza Hut. I really, really, really like the direction this is going. But Pizza Hut is not alone here. There's a lot of people going back to nostalgic stuff, like all these shows and things that we remember from before. They're bringing it back, like Little House on the Prairie. They're bringing it back.
Yeah, thank goodness, because, I mean, the new stuff is just not good.
No, it's crap, like 16 and pregnant. It's crap. How about how I didn't get pregnant at 16? How about we do a show on that?
Nobody would watch it.
Why wouldn't they watch it?
The name.
See, it's coming back. It's all coming back to a little bit more traditional America, like, you know, it's okay, like, for kids to be kids, go have some fun and stuff. But instead of sitting on your phones on a park bench, How about you throw your damn phones in the garbage and you run to the beach and you go throw the frisbee, you play some football, you get into the water, and when you're done, you go to the ice cream shop. Get one of the popsicles we were just talking about.
I think that's coming back anyway.
Get a mango madness. You know what I mean?
Mango madness.
Go out and actually live your life. Be the main character in your own movie. Am I wrong about that?
That's what it should be, but this day and age is not.
Well, I'm hoping that Pizza Hut does something like they're going to outlaw or ban phones being in there. So you don't walk in and look and see a bunch of zombies looking down at their phone playing whatever figgle-majigger they got there all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I literally on purpose leave my phone at home sometimes now.
Sometimes, not
I do,
often.
And I do it on purpose.
You act like you're missing a piece of your skin if you leave it.
Well, it's because it's become so important to get that information. It's like a dopamine hit every time. Da-ding! And then you look at your email. It's like a dopamine hit every time.
I don't know, because I've never done any of that.
What, about leaving your phone somewhere?
No, I've never done
Yeah, I think that's about right. Now let's get a little serious here and talk about Alpha Gale. When you had your food truck, you had a lot of people. It was a seafood truck, folks, and you had walleye and you had shrimp and you had lobster and you had, I mean, a little bit of everything
Gator.
On your food truck. You didn't cook anything.
No.
You just had fresh. It extremely fresh. You had it flown in. You went up to Chicago. You'd drive, you know, hours at a time, or I should say I would drive. Anyways, you had this fresh seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go into these certain towns and people would line up, and what would you say, 90% of them told us it's not because that we like this so much, it's because we have Alpha Gale and we can't have pork, we can't have red meat, we can't have dairy, we can't have certain kinds of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So they would literally come and get that. And I think we talked about it the other day on the show, that one of those guys, the World Economic Forum, was literally saying, excuse me, maybe we should release more of these ticks with Alpha Gale.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Okay, and then the CDC, they put this out in January, you know, what is Alpha Gale syndrome? But get this, nearly 450,000 people may be affected. They don't even know for sure, but they do know this. In the last year, the amount of people with Alpha Gale has went up 10,000%.
Wow. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I swear that they bring us here to give us these infections so that people get sick.
Well, I think that's the whole game. I don't think it's so people get sick. I think that this one in particular, if you remember, one side of the aisle was very, 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 oh, you got to quit eating the animals. And this is how those idiots think. Oh, you got to love the animals and love the animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then in the next sentence, they say, you can't eat the animals. That's cruel. But in the next sentence, they say, we need to get rid of the beef and the pork and this. We got to get rid of them. Kill them. Slaughter them. Because their farts cause global warming.
Do you honestly believe that an animal fart causes global warming?
I think that people that are brainwashed morons do. You know, but that's what they're doing. So then we have a couple professors up at Western Michigan University. The professors were discussing intentionally spreading tick-borne meat allergies as a thought experiment.
Shame on them. They honestly should be in trouble for doing that. They should.
Man, I took a drink of water and it went down the wrong pipe and it's been bothering me for 3 minutes here.
Well.
But does that not get to you a little bit?
They should be in trouble for that.
It says, in a controversial paper, two bioethics professors at Western Michigan University explored a highly contentious question. Could intentionally spreading a debilitating meat allergy be morally obligatory act? Published in the Journal of Bioethics, their paper, Beneficial Blood Sucking, examines the moral implications of promoting Alpha Gale syndrome, a tick-borne illness that causes a severe allergic reaction to meat. And then you got people in the WEF literally saying, yeah, let's do this, let's do this. And then you look further into it and you see people like Bill Gates that have stuck millions of dollars into research, shall we say? And it, the funny part is the company that he's invested in that's making lab-grown meat, you know, where you can take a swab of your cheek and send it in, and they will grow a steak of your own body.
That's disgusting.
Okay, well, that meat you can eat if you have Alphagil. But normal meat, you can't. Do you see all the connections here? Folks, I'm telling you, where there's smoke, there's fire. And if you don't think so, you're an idiot. You're a moron. Go Bob for apples and get the one on the bottom. You got to go through the metal plate in the bottom of the bucket. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going. Just keep your head down there until you get through it. You know what I mean? You're an oxygen thief, okay? And I'm tired of people, good, intelligent, happy people, stealing oxygen from those people. Should be a crime.
It shouldn't be.
And people that promote Alphagil and say, hey, go spread these ticks and stuff like that, those people should be hung.
Public.
Yes, in public. And I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. The American government should not put up with that. They especially if they would never admit to finding this, because this is biological terrorism. They'd never admit to finding something like that because it would be too scary. But the American government, if they found people that were actually doing this, they should hang them. Right?
Yeah.
Except for the U.S. Army took radioactive ticks back in the 70s and put them in Virginia and I think it was Montana. And they did experiments to see how fast they could spread disease with ticks.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous.
So what do you do? I mean, when your own government is the one that's doing it, what do you say then?
Get rid of them all.
You see, that's what I'm saying, too. It just, it's really, really sick. So a farmer, he's got an idea. Now, I want to know if you think this is a good idea or if this is a bad idea. So this is on the New York Post. It says farmers want to breed uglier cows after hordes of influencers inundate farms to take snaps with cattle. And the farmers are saying, my cows don't get any peace.
Wow. People shouldn't take pictures with cows that aren't theirs unless they ask
permission. Oh, you mean like personal property rights? You mean like the sheriff's department or the police department actually going out there and enforcing the law of the land?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is if they just enforced the laws that were already on the books, we wouldn't have these problems and these farmers wouldn't have to be God and try to make cows uglier.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, ding, 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 ding. Morons. Literally morons. Yeah. Well, could you call that criminal if you're sneaking onto somebody's land? That's criminally trespassing, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about this. We're doing the Morning Crankers Stupid Criminals, and we're talking about Reuben Zaret. Okay. This guy decided to rob a muffler shop. Yeah, I mean, most muffler shops, I would think, would deal with credit cards and checks. Very, very rarely cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but that's at least my thought. But it says, Reuben Zaret brought a gun and demanded money, only to discover that the money was in a safe that could only be opened by a store manager that was absent. This is why he's such an idiot. He left his number with store employees so they could call him when the manager returned.
What a dummy.
So they called the police, of course, and they set a trap for Reuben Zaret and arrested him.
Good.
Do you get any dumber than that?
No.
Morning, crankers, stupid criminals.
Yeah, sorry about that. That guy, he's... That's all I can say is... You know what I mean? We were talking a little bit before, like in the last previous shows, about this weird stuff that's going on with the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Representative Anna Paulina Luna claims ancient Bible story about fallen angels is actually depicting aliens invading Earth. And she says that the truth is in plain sight if you believe that about the Bible. Now, I've heard that before. She's not like, she's the first person in power to actually say something. But do you think the other way, like if that's possible from Anna Luna's perspective, do you think that if that's the case, that all aliens then could be demons or angels?
I would say if they're an alien, they're probably a demon.
Okay, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, but I'm talking about the people's perspective here. Do you think it could be? Because do you notice that these people, I'm talking about our representatives, I'm talking about the president, the former presidents, I'm talking about people like that, like Obama pretty much admitted, yeah, they're real. Like he just came out and said, yeah, they're real, but I've never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isn't it weird how we go from, oh, they're not real, it's conspiracy theory, it's blah, 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 blah. We go from that to just overnight flipping on its head and saying, no, 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 all these are real. Didn't you know that? Come on, it's in plain sight.
I believe in aliens. I mean,
I'm telling you, folks, if you don't believe in aliens, if you don't believe in aliens, all you got to do is walk into Walmart, okay? Walk into Walmart and see some of the people that are walking around in Walmart. I'm telling you right now, they're not all human. Look, I'm not going to say the town. I'm not going to say the town. But once in a while, you ask to go to this one town, and I say, oh, you want to go down to Hobbitville?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody in there is only 5 foot. And that's a tall one. Yeah, there's a lot of like 4 foot three, 4 foot four. And you walk, you know, they kind of walk weird like Willow. Remember Willow?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. Then you go to these other places and like some of the females that are in Walmart, you can tell they have this like, it's like they came from an island of warriors. And yeah. That's a nice way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you go to other Walmarts and it's all very regional. Okay. And you go in and that's the hangout. That's the local hangout. And you've got like 16 to 20 year old girls that I think are hanging out in Walmart to pick up guys. And it's like walking into a Hooters.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not all a human condition. I'm telling you, there's aliens walking around at Walmart and they're trying to fit in. That's why they're trying to say that all this weird stuff is normal. So the aliens can finally fit into our society.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, it's a plan. Just like Alpha Gale's a plan, like Lyme disease was a plan, like the name that can't be said that starts with C and ends with 9. It was all a plan. All of it's a plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we hear. That's the experts right there. You hear what they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the experts. And that's what I say about that. This guy was really using his head, except he was kind of using the wrong head. A man used his pecker to pull a police car down the street to raise awareness for prostate cancer.
Yeah, that's odd.
So they call him the Wacky Willie Strongman. The Wacky Willie. The WW. What do you think about that? I mean, obviously, here's the thing. The guy's brilliant because he does this and he's trying to raise money for cancer. And literally, it's made the front page of the New York Post. So, I mean, the guy's crazy. Don't get me wrong. The Wacky Willie warrior. Okay. Pulling a police car with his pecker. The guy obviously knew what he was doing when it came to marketing. But what do you think about it?
Hey, I mean, whatever floats your boat and collects you the money, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing. Watch the Wacky Willie Wizard float his, you know, the junk float. You know, that's what it'll be called, the junk float. Raise awareness for pecker cancer. You know what I mean? Anyways, so a whistleblower has came out formally now and claims the CIA has used DNA data from Ancestry and 23andMe in customers in searching for another one.
Aliens.
That's right. So it's aliens. Did you say aliens?
Aliens.
Aliens? Aliens.
Aliens.
You can't a. If you would like to weigh in on this debate, because my wife and I
have
this.
There ain't no debate.
There's aliens or there's
aliens. You say it how you say it. I'll say it how I say it.
So is it tomato or tomato?
Could be both.
How about potato or potato?
Could be both.
Well, that could be either one, but... Do you remember years ago when I said it's very, very dangerous to do this Ancestry or 23andMe because the government will use that for whatever they want. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And you and everybody else was like, oh, no, they'll protect it. You're protected. Privacy policy. And I was like, oh, bull. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Say you were right, please. I just want to hear it. Say you were 100,000% right.
No.
Come on. Just say you were right. I just want to hear it.
No.
Just one time. Was
no.
I right? Was I right?
You weren't wrong.
Oh, is that the way that you're going to say it? Well, folks, it is what it is. Look, weird but true. New York Post, your DNA is being used. If you did that or your family did that, they're looking to see if there's aliens in you. And if aliens aren't real, why is the CIA looking for aliens? Mm. If it's not real, don't you think they'd have better stuff to do? Like, you know, go fix the problem that the government started spreading called Ebola in Africa.
Maybe it's because they, you know, that's just their way to keep using our money.
Well, anyways, so for the final story of the day, we've got the cheese roll dude. I guess he was a cheese rolling legend, but I never knew there was. Chris Anderson, he was challenged by YouTuber Tom Copey. Okay, that's where they roll down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, a YouTuber beat a cheese rolling legend. Don't know if that's a big thing.
He was. Beaten by a German YouTuber.
Yeah, German. I mean, YouTubers are YouTubers. YouTubers are YouTubers. We're all in the same boat. You know what I mean?
Say that 10 times fast. No.
Yeah. Finally, South Florida officers are suing Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and here's the reason why. They wanted these two to perform a movie about them. And what they're suing them for, and this is according to the Associated Press, is that the details in the RIP, that's the movie, they're too real.
That's the best kind of movie.
Isn't it the best kind of movie? But I think that the stuff in the movie may come back to haunt them because the message or whatever was too real. Is that a real thing? Being too real, is that real? Like Hollywood, you're supposed to be, well, you got to be this fake for it not to be real. So now because it's too real, like every American has been asking for, we just want truth. So they make truth and then they get sued for it.
I don't think they should be able to, but.
Neither do I. Thanks for listening today, folks. Welcome to Morning Crankers. Be welcome back again next week. I'm Hans.
I'm Roxy.
And we want you to be part of the show. So start emailing at morningcrankers@gmail.com. We love you.
Well, it's Hans and Roxy saying thanks for your ears. We've been sipping hot gossip, stirring up your day here. From the what were they thinking to the pop chart queens. We poked at all the headlines and the weird in between. Morning Crankers, we're clocking out. Laugh lines deeper than the daily drought. Dumb crooks, strange looks, tales so absurd. We turned your daily chaos to a four-letter word.
Fun.
Morning Crankers, last joke of the show. Till the sun comes back, we'll be ready to go. A brand new start. Morning Crankers, we're clocking out. Laugh tracks tangled with your daily doubt. Dumb crooks, strange looks, tales so bizarre. We parked them in your brain like a late night bar.
Hey, Morning Crankers,
that's our cue. Till the next hot mess, we'll be laughing with you. So it's bye from Hans and a wink from Rock. Stuff your week in a suitcase, toss it out with the socks. When life gets too serious, you know where to go. Back to Morning Crankers for the end of the show.